Well, Iran is gearing up for yet another round of elections due in roughly 9 months. Voters will choose members of the parliament and the assembly of experts. Our correspondent in Tehran, Gisa Mishahmadi, has this report on preparations for the elections.
Not even one single town left out. Over 400 governors from Iran's 31 provinces attended a two-day gathering to coordinate and make the necessary arrangements for the upcoming elections. Free, fair, and credible is the name of the game, with each and every one of the speakers reiterating the same guidelines while insisting that politicians should be allowed to speak freely in public, regardless of their views.
We have very important elections coming up. It is necessary for all of us to abide by the law. State institutions must remain neutral, and we must all avoid any action that may lead to any accusations against the government.
And he was not alone in saying so. Keynote speaker Ali Larijani also called for adopting all necessary measures.
Taking part in elections is the means for the nation to decide the fate of the country. This is what democracy means. Therefore, it is our job to ensure free and fair elections. Considering Iran's strategic role in the region and the current turmoil, this becomes even more important.
The Iranian parliament, or Majlis, currently has 290 seats, but MPs are deliberating to increase that number to 310, according to the constitution. As always, 5 seats are reserved for religious minorities, including Zoroastrians, Jews, and Christians.
The governors have been strictly instructed to make sure that in their constituencies, everything regarding the upcoming elections is transparent and to ensure a healthy atmosphere.
By June the 18th, those holding government positions who, according to law, have to quit their jobs to run for the elections do so.
This time, parliamentary elections coincide with another very important vote to pick members of the 86-seat Assembly of Experts, a deliberative body of mujtahids or Islamic theologians charged with electing the leader and supervising his activities. Members of the Assembly are elected by direct public vote for 8-year terms. It will be the first time these two bodies are elected simultaneously.
Iran's 10th parliamentary elections will be held on February 26, 2016. Gisa Mishahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.